Thanks for holding. My name is Kristen, the supervisor over the floor. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I just got these two charges to whatever the fuck this is. But I'm trying to, she said there was something about canceling it or whatever the case might be, but I don't want whatever this is.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Markham Battle.
And verify your shipping address for me.
2101 Hayes Road.
Thank you. I do have the account located for the primal core nitric oxide and the testosterone. I do see where your account was canceled. Now, are you familiar with the male enhancement products that was placed on the 14th of March?
So my nephew asked to order some shit. He told me how much it was. I don't know. It definitely wasn't $90-some or something. But I guess he ordered it, and at this point, it's still charging me, and it's like.
Okay, so he signed up for a 14-day trial period where he received 14 days to try the product out. It asked him is he aware of the terms and conditions that stated if he doesn't cancel, he will be billed the full price of the product, as well as enrolled into the auto ship program. But the account has been canceled out. Now you were transferred over to the fraud department, but you're canceled out. Are you wanting to do a fraud investigation?
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do to get this refunded because I don't want whatever the subscription is.
Well, the only way we would be able to refund it is by doing a fraud investigation. Since you didn't place the order and you were transferred over to the fraud department, he did agree to the terms and conditions, which stated that he was aware that the account would be charged as if it was in his credit card.
Okay, and see, with all of this, whatever's going on, I haven't even talked to him because he's left, so I'm not sure. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, I'm not trying to be subscribed to anything.
Okay, so the account is canceled out from any future orders, and you're stating you don't want to do the fraud investigation?
I mean, I know who did the order. I mean, but it wasn't, like I say, charges is definitely not in the plan. And I say it's not nothing that is going to be continued. I say I want it canceled, but then at the same time, I wanted it refunded too, because I mean, this.
Okay, so the account is canceled out. But I wouldn't be able to refund the account unless I was to start the fraud investigation. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Just a few more moments. I'm still here, sir, just trying to see if there's anything I can do for you. Okay, so I did try reaching out to corporate, sir, but if you're not willing, if you're not wanting to go through with the fraud investigation, we wouldn't be able to fully refund the account. But as a customer courtesy, I can apply a 35% refund.
And what's that?
Just a moment. That will be 35% of the $94.90, which is, let's see here, $33.21, and then the $94.96 would be $33.23. Correct.
I'm still paying $6 for something that I'm not even using.
Well, sir, technically, we don't have to refund anything on the account. This is a recorded line, sir. You did state that your nephew or your cousin placed the order. You were transferred over to the fraud department, which means we're supposed to go ahead and start the fraud investigation. But
I
that could cause him to be penalized.
Yeah, I was just sent what they sent me. But, I mean, that's honestly total bullshit.
Let me see. Just a moment. Let me see if they'll allow me to apply my employee discount for you. To at least get you a 75% refund. Let me see what they'll say. Just bear with me, okay? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and apply that 75% refund back into your account. So for the $94.90, that would give you, let's see here, one moment. That would give you $71.17 off of that charge. And then for the $94.96, that'll give you $71.22.
Oh, shit. I mean, it's not like that's my best bet.
It will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, and this account is completely canceled out, so you won't receive any future billings.
Please, thank you. Shit.
You're welcome. Okay, well, thank you for calling customer
what
support.
Is this one more time, what is this product?
It's a male enhancement that's proven to increase your strength and your stamina.
I'm not even going there. Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome.